Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is If I Stay. Well, a horrible car accident changes everything for Mia. She's in a coma, her family has been decimated, and now it's up to her if she lives or dies. But no matter what she decides, nothing will ever be the same.
Mom! Teddy! Am I dying?
Here's the secret, baby. If you live, if you die, it's all up to you. Whatever fight you got in you, you gotta pull it out now.
I'm still here. And I'm crazy in love with you. Please stay.
Yes, this movie definitely does sound like a total downer, with all the death confronting your existence, epic loss, and all that, but there's a whole lot more too. There is sweetness, hope, love, young romance, life lessons, trials and tribulations, the afterlife and the in-between life, faith and courage, power and weakness, but above all, the unstoppable, uncrushable, undeniable strength and determination that is the human heart. Okay, so all you guys out there are probably checked out already, but here's a bit of insight into us girls. We cannot resist the chance to have a really good cry from time to time. You know, not that I'm forever devastated and can never recover kind of cry, but the soul lifting anything is possible and yes, love can conquer all kind of cry. That's good stuff. So for us girls, this is our kind of movie, and if you guys are okay with supporting us through this emotional experience, then this one is for you too. Now onto a movie with a whole different kind of soul searching. It's Calvary. Brendan Gleeson, he's a priest in Ireland, and out of the blue he's confronted with someone who wants him dead, someone who wants revenge.
There's no point in killing a bad priest, but killing a good one. That'd be a shock.
We have to ask ourselves, what does this man want?
Is this a police matter?
No, it's a personal thing.
It takes a lot of nerve to burn down a church.
He needs taking down a peg or two. That's what he needs.
Take me down then. Venom
wasted. So for a while, this movie is interesting-ish, looking at good versus evil, right versus wrong, faith versus hopelessness, you know, those kind of things. And I do have to give credit to the acting, really very good. And of course, the Irish scenery, it's breathtaking. But then it gets really drawn out and long and tedious and on the verge of boring, which unfortunately wasn't the worst of it. You know how some movies are like, hey, all you have to do is hang in there till the end and it will make it all worth it? And not this movie. It's the end that makes it so not worth it. It was horribly wrong and disturbing and is so over the top, not right. In fact, when it all went sideways, I was wishing with every fiber of my being that somehow I could be abducted by aliens and transported to a very, very far away place. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Calvary is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.